at the Dream Academy, 9:05 on the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. Sofa City Sweetheart. That's a project by our current guest, Juan Antonio Lopez. Album is called Super Exitos. For those of you that aren't hip, it means the greatest hits, man. We'll talk about that in just a couple of seconds. We are glad to have him here in studio. Let's check him out right now. This song is called Same Old Song. So do me a favor, Laguna Beach, please welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton studios, Juan Antonio Lopez and Sofa City Sweetheart.
You never thought I really cared, thought I was always unaware when you were right there by my side. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. La da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da da da. And now that time has taken you away from me, I clearly see that I should have told you every time that you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. La da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da da. Now that you have gone home, I'll never find another one. I'll never find another one with the same old song. Never find another one with the same old song. Da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 la da 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 ba da 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 ba da da ba da da da.
Sofa City Sweetheart, the project by Juan Antonio Lopez in studio with us. And I'm going to ask him about the name of the band here and how he's decided to do that. We'll ask him that when he comes in for a conversation. I have something in mind. I'd be crazy with the whole thing. Let's hear something else from him. This one is called Stop the Thinking, live from our Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. Sofa City Sweetheart.
Sometimes I think too much, and nothing ever goes my way. But then I think about the times when everything is right as rain. Everything is right as rain when you are here not away. So come on home, stay with me, and stop the thinking in my brain. Sometimes I know I think too much, and everything's better every day. But then you show up like the sun, and everything just fades away. Well, everything is right as rain when you are here not away. So come on home and stay with me, and stop thinking in my brain. Thank you. Everything is right as rain when you are here, not away. So come on home, stay with me, and stop the thinking in my brain. Well, I can never feel the pain when you are lying next to me. So come on home and we'll be free. I'll think of you, you'll think of me. 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 I'll think of you, you'll think of me.
Sofa City sweetheart, Juan Antonio Lopez. Let's get him in here for a little conversation here. I need to find something out about the title of the name of the band here. I do want you to hear this song. This song is called Gwen. The Mornings with Ed Show, live in studio with Sofa City sweetheart.
Wife, but he
project is Sofa City sweetheart Juan Antonio Lopez live in studio with us. The album is Superb Éxitos. Let's talk about that first. Super Éxitos to me is always like a greatest hits album. Right. So am I right there?
Well, it's kind of just more, in a way, it's more of a play on words because it's kind of a silly story because when I was growing up, because I am a Mexican person. So okay. Like, I grew up in a Latin, you know, household. My parents listened to a lot of Mexican music. And a lot of the...
First of all, let me thank you for coming in this morning and being here, man. I appreciate you making the trip in. You came all the way from the Valley.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. It's kind of funny because I grew up and, you know, my parents listened to a lot of Latin music and a lot of that Latin artists had most of them had an album called Super Éxitos.
Right.
So I thought when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that's weird. I guess everybody I noticed it was different than like American music. So I was like, I thought everybody had to name their album Super Éxitos or like it was like some weird law or word trend or something.
Right.
So it's kind of just a play on words, you know, cause it's like, you know, I thought, you know, everybody had to do it. So I was like, well, I'm going to make my super Éxitos.
Right.
And I just made it superb to like make it, differentiate it because you'll find a million albums called Super Éxitos out there. So
now, since I first knew you were going to be on the show and I got hip to your name, Sofa City Sweetheart, please tell me it's from the movie 16 Candles.
It is from the movie 16 Candles.
One of my favorites, man.
So it's kind of, yeah, I mean, it's really cool when someone gets the reference. So it's pretty cool.
So is it a favorite movie of yours or favorite line in the movie for, you know, that's, is that how this came about?
One of them. I just really like, John Hughes,
right?
He's, you know, he made so much great art in a way. You know, he like he made this kind of weird subgenre. It's kind of weird because I was reading articles about him, and he was like, you know, this middle-aged man, but he kind of was really in tune to like young people in the 80s, and it's kind of a weird thing that he kind of really tapped into. But
right,
he became very iconic. You know,
now this album, it has a great variety of different sounds of music in it. Are you playing a lot of those instruments?
Yeah, I'm playing most of them because mainly this kind of started as mainly just my solo thing.
Right.
But you know, I think in the past I kind of was trying to be more solo, more like I have to do everything. But on this album, I got a little more help. So, you know, my friends, I have friends playing drums and strings, and then I got a few other people to help out with little things. But I'm playing mostly.
Is that a slower process because it is mostly just you? Is that a process that's really?
Yeah, it is. It can be very, very slow. So, okay. Yeah, it can be. And then it's sometimes nice to have some freedom to like do, you know,
right,
what I want.
So. Right. Now, as I listened to it, I thought to myself, well, okay, it's passing my test. What's your campfire test? What is the campfire test?
Oh, well, just like that's just what I try to do with all my songs. Like, right. I think we're talking about the same thing where like, I try to make the actual fundamental song.
Right.
Even without words or anything, like I try to make the chords and the melody sound really good on their own.
We are talking about the same thing.
Yeah. Right. So I try to make sure like the songs are good on their own. And then I try to make the words good. And then, and you know, I just try to build from that. So I try to make the production really good. I try to make every instrument I play, the part really interesting. I try to record it in a really nice way. So it sounds really pleasing to the ear. So at every stage I try to really carefully to like,
right,
do a good job.
You wouldn't be offended if I referenced it as power pop.
No,
right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the, I'm getting a power poppy, Beatles, Beach Boy thing.
Yes.
Am I crazy or no?
No, I'm very influenced by a lot of the 60s and 70s pop and stuff. And actually, kind of got plugged into, there's like a very kind of close knit power pop community online that's still like, right, they're kind of like crazy fans about it. So I actually kind of came up on a bunch of the year end lists for a lot of the power pop people like make their like best of albums list.
Right.
So luckily it got on a few of those. So yeah, I feel very like happy about that.
Now, growing up in a Latin family,
yeah,
how did you become a music nerd with American music?
Oh yeah. It's kind of a weird, another, I mean, it's a bunch of, cause I was like the baby of the family. My brother and my sister are like 10 years older than I am.
Right. Same situation here.
Oh yeah. So I got a lot of, I was around, had a lot of time on my hands. So I just kind of like absorbed a lot of their music. My sister was really into like 80s new wave. And then later on got into like grunge and alternative stuff. And then my brother was a DJ in the 80s. So he played a lot of hip hop and then later got into some, you know, the weirder like trance and stuff in the 90s and stuff.
Right.
But then, and then, so I got a lot of mixture of influences because my parents did the Latin thing. And so, but then when I finally like was kind of coming of age later, like late teens, early 20s, maybe I started getting more into like the 60s pop stuff. And I kind of first kind of discovered the Beatles around then and kind of dove in. So it's kind of like a late bloomer in that way. But yeah, I kind of fell into that world. And I was playing in this other band called the Fictions at the time. And a lot of those guys really liked, you know, a lot of the older songwriters, and I kind of fell in love with that stuff.
Yeah. What's next on the horizon for you?
It's kind of weird because, you know, for a long time, this album was like a big, giant project for me. But now that that's done, I'm trying to figure out what to do next. So we actually just released so I have a live band now. We've been playing live shows. So it's like a dedicated group of...
That's Justin, John, and Kenny?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, very nice. Yes. So hello to them if they're listening. But we've been playing consistently for about a little over a year. And we've been trying to make the live shows really good. And they're really great to play with. They're good guys. And so luckily they're into it, the music. And they want to, like, you know, make the live shows as good as we can. So... we just did our first recording kind of as a band, and we did a cover of the Peanuts theme, the Linus and Lucy. That's on the Bandcamp. So we did like a rock and roll version. And then in the middle, there's this like piano breakdown that's more like the original. But so we just did that.
And, love that song. I love that song.
It's it's fun. And so, we played that a couple of times live, and people seem to like it.
Now, a terrifying, I read somewhere where, and I agree with you 1,000%, that the terrifying moments that you think of us is anyone listening. does my art matter to others?
Right, yeah.
Well, it does.
I hope so.
They are, and it does. How do our listeners find you online, and where do we get your music?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty easy to find on most, like, social media. I have a website, sofacitysweetheart.com, but... if you want to find me on Instagram, I'm pretty active on there. It's at @sofa_city. So that's Instagram. And then most of their places are just at Sofa City, like Facebook. It's just Sofa City, no spaces. And then Twitter is Sofa City, no spaces. And say hi, drop me a message. I'm pretty good about writing back and stuff.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
If you missed any portion of this, we're going to podcast it, put it up on the website a little bit later on. Go to the KX93.5 website. Pop down the podcast tab, Mornings with Ed. This is Sofa City Sweetheart, Juan Antonio Lopez. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We had a great time. We'll look forward to seeing you again, man.
Cool.
All right.